you know the experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging and silver. Today, Gold Co. is offering up to 10% instant match and free bonus silver with a qualified account. Plus, visit CandaceLikesGold.com.
And not want to miss today's show. I'm going to start with a verse that is from Psalms 105. It says, "The Lord is always good and ready to receive you."
And because yesterday, they published my article on public health and regulatory implications of aerial spray can be controlled. And I think it brings real concern to the public when, you know, when they're talking about ferric oxide. And, you know, people need to be aware that this exists. And that patent was silver iodide. And the other one is called barium. And of course, I've already mentioned the graphene, ferric, and aluminum oxide. So, and what we call chemtrails, but through airplanes, but also what is being aerosoled from trucks, similar to the symptoms of what they're calling, you know, a transfection or affection, a vector from mosquitoes to humans, of purification and isolation for any virus. And the FOIA responses that we're getting is doing the science, which, okay, I agree with. You need to ask these companies, these that are doing the science, that are doing biology such as microplastics, PFOS, PFOA, they're known as forever chemicals. And so what we're dealing with is 13th, 2024. And it covered, the request was to the FDA, and it was specifically. So
there's your
what
answer.
They ended up doing is recycling their answer. And the answer was their governments should be able to account for this. And of course, I don't hear anybody talking about this.
It's on purpose. I didn't say they were. I asked a question on my last show, and I made Media Matters and Fox 8 and Newsbreak, and they said I was a conspiracy theorist because I asked a question.
People are not sick. People are being poisoned with chemicals that are harmful to their body, and being questions are still being asked. But here again, is mainstream media really talking about this?
Where are the tree huggers?
Like, relates to the topics we're talking about. And so I came up with this slogan, so we need, or this goal of, I need to find a solution to determine, you know, what's in the food, what's in the water, what's in the air, using the scientific method. And that article is available at drrobertyoung.com. And one of the other articles is, now you ask where it's coming from. Simple. You know, it's coming from the air, it's coming from the water you drink, it's coming from the food you eat. You know, we know these stores, we can say their names. I'm not going to say them. You know where you pick up the over-counter stuff.
Yeah.
And you go to the section of laxatives, concerned about how do I manage and maintain the internal cleanliness of this water balloon of water.
Right, because again, we live in this environment.
Their concern is the lowering of the pH of the oceans from what is normal, which is 8.4 down to 0.4 down to 8.2. If you're going to care for a pool or a saltwater aquarium, you know, how do you take care of your body? How do I test the pH of my body? Cells break apart. So how do we stop that? We stop it by managing and maintaining the alkaline design of our body ocean, which is called the interstitial fluids of the interstitium, and a name, whatever name, diabetes, cancer, multiple sclerosis, below 7.2. And you'll find that's the case in the morning because that's called the acid tide. The most alkaline time of the day is folic acid, chemtrails or poisons of the air, water, food that are introduced into your body, whatever it is, metabolic acids, including heavy metals such as lead and mercury, or chemicals like fluoride or fluorine or sodium fluoride, synthetic chemicals. Well, yes, it's in a concentrated saline solution. It's called Solargy. When a body is cremated at very high temperatures, the fluids precipitate out and you end up with a very small amount of, and you're where are you dumping them? Into the body ocean.
It says drink a bunch
And the
of water to
body
get them out.
ocean dumps it into the lymphatic system to remove it where? Urination, defecation, perspiration, the other places in the connective tissue, the tendons, the ligaments, you feel it there.
And
You know, so if you
how do
have
you get
bone,
it out there, Dr. Young? So like
that's not the muscle, that's the muscle responding to the poison. So if someone feeling more energy, you know, they would feel less pain in their life, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. If there were, so even drinking salt water, that's why I like the Masterpiece Restore, because it is also an alkalizer that